We're just trying out, you know, a new new intro,
a new tune.
But hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Two Girls Walk Into a Podcast. I'm Paige.
I'm Meg.
And welcome. Before we get started, I just want to say, because I'm sure we have so many moms who listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
We would not be in this world without you.
Get a glass of wine.
Sip
lock
it.
Your kids in the room.
Sip it.
And just listen. And chug just it. Don't even sip it. Chug it.
Chug that bottle of wine. Maybe a nice Sauvignon Blanc. Maybe a nice Pinot Grigio.
Or like if you're $10 Franzia. Do
$5
it.
$5 Chuck from.
Pick your poison.
Oh, what's that? Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
Although Pennsylvania, you cannot buy alcohol in.
I wish I had sound effects like a womp, 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 womp.
You know what? Maybe one day. Maybe
dream
one
big day.
So, like, what's been new? We have also. I want to apologize. Sorry, we haven't done this in a week. Meg's been busy.
That's Paige has been equally busy.
I have not
I would
been.
Just like to point that out. I was at finals, so let's not
grad school.
Almost done.
Thank God, I'm out of school, y'all.
And she's still a loser.
No, I'm pretty friggin' cool. But what's been new? What's been happening? What's up?
Nothing's been new. Finals.
Did you kill it?
I crushed it. Crushed it. I did my last presentation after happy hour. I went with work
right,
to happy hour.
Right.
10 people out of 25 showed up.
That's
it was ridiculous.
Really, you guys are really close. It's a close knit group.
Crazy. That's done, and that's really all I've been up to.
What did you drink? Sprite and vodka?
No, the horse has twisted teas now. It was real special,
guys. I just want you all to just like, I don't know. This really upsets me, but Meg does not drink beer.
I don't,
and I am. If I was reincarnated into something, it would probably be a beer bottle. Probably.
Is that what you would choose? Or is that what you think the universe
would
give you?
I mean, maybe I would choose it if it was an option. I would either want to be reincarnated as a Miller Lite bottle or Cooper.
Specifically just those two things.
I mean, there's other things I would think about, but Cooper is the life. And
Cooper
I love him with my whole heart.
Does have the life.
He is the other half of my heart.
I just don't. I mean, my family hates it as well. I just don't drink beer. I don't like it.
Your dad is a Miller Lite king.
My extended family as well is
all Miller
Lite. Like they're probably in business because of my fam. So I'm big disappointment. Big disappointment.
Yeah.
Forget grad school. Forget full time.
Forget
job.
It. There's nothing. You're never gonna make this up ever.
But I do like Twisted Teas now, so it's been a big development for me.
I can day drink
with teas and not liquor anymore.
Remember back in the day?
Oh yeah,
when we would play beer pong,
mm-hmm.
And you would literally play with like
I'd have my own set
Pinnacle
of cups,
cherry,
or we'd play with slap cup, and I would keep like a corner to myself of just my alcohol.
But you could hold yourself really well. Like, it wasn't like...
Until, like, 3 hours later, and I was,
well,
like, in
yeah.
a corner.
And everyone's like, come on. And you're like, Joe, take me home.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell a story about this, too. This is hilarious.
I won't name
who, one of my brothers. You know who you are. So, I played Slap
Cup. J or T?
T. Ha. I played Slap Cup at like a Penn Spring, something like whatever, like a
was that
an event?
No, this was before.
This was a couple years ago, and so we were playing Slap Cup.
When T was still in school.
Yes, and we were playing Slap Cup, and so I kept my corner. It was like I'm making it up, orange juice and vodka. Like it was disgusting.
Nice.
Kept my corner, whatever. And I lost, so I was out. But everyone who was playing like forgot my cups were still in there, so it was down to him and his friend, and he took it and didn't realize, like thought it was beer.
Ooh.
Projectile vomited. His
yeah.
friend saw him doing it,
it's
then
really
started
nice.
Projectile vomiting,
oh.
and I just like slowly
crept
away. Like, whoops!
I was never here.
Ooh, oh, memories.
You're a horrible person.
I listen.
Disgusting.
I know.
Do you want to ask me about my trip to Atlantic City?
Okay. Paige, you went to Atlantic City recently. Like,
oh
how was
God.
That?
Thank you so much for asking.
I'm so curious.
Oh my God. It's how did you even know? So
intuition.
This is what happened. So I'm super, super psyched. My sister, Kerry, and her friend, Vicky. Shout out to Vicky and Kerry. If you're listening, shout out. Came and picked me up from work, and I was super jazzed, super psyched to be going down the shore. We were staying in Ocean City Saturday night. We had a show in AC. So we get into the car. We're listening to music. Everyone's giggling and laughing, having a good time. We get 15 minutes from Ocean City I let out
Ocean City?
Ocean City. That's where we were staying.
Oh, okay.
I let out a blood curdling gasp. Like, literally, I did that.
That gave me chills.
Yeah, blood curdling. I realized I left my wallet and the key to the Ocean City house in Philadelphia. So
you are
an idiot.
Yeah.
A dumb
moron.
Moron.
Yeah.
So I said, Carrie, this is what happened. I'm going to drop you off at the nearest bar. And
how far?
I will see you in 2 hours.
Okay, so you were like there.
We were there. Literally there. So I said, God, enjoy some cocktails. It's Cinco de Mayo. Cinco it up. I will see you in 2 hours.
Did you really go back home?
I had to go to Philadelphia because we had the key to the house and my wallet and my ID and like everything.
I just
personal to me and my cool sunglasses.
How did you forget?
Shout out to Diff Eyewear if you want to sponsor us.
How did you forget those things? How does one leave the house?
Okay, so I'll tell you how I forgot.
Okay.
There were boxes and boxes of t-shirts, like free t-shirts, mm-hmm. Where I work. I will not say where. And I was so excited to, I was like, oh my God, I'll get Carrie and Vicky both a t-shirt. I was like so excited to give them the t-shirts that I completely forgot my purse.
So it was on at my desk. Work.
Yes.
Well, that's a little bit better.
Yeah, it wasn't home.
It wasn't
which
home.
Would have been like a whole like other half an hour or whatever it would have been. So it cut it down to a quick 2 hour trip.
Oh my God.
So I listened to some music. Which I think, oh, do you want me to talk? I will. Anyway, Saturday night, I went and saw Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen live. I just want to tell you guys.
She's holding the mic so seriously.
It was one of the most fantastic nights of my life.
Really?
Anderson Cooper, hilarious, shared some personal stories with the crowd that just can't tell you because
I can't.
When you're there, you know, you're there and you just got to hold it in your heart.
Did he like make you sign something that you
No, wouldn't? I mean, okay. I could tell.
You're just being loyal to this person.
Just being so loyal.
Okay, so weird.
And Andy Cohen, he's just perfect.
Oh my God.
We talked about Housewives. We talked about, I mean,
me and Andy had a good old convo.
I know, acting like it was just the two of us. And we talked about Vanderpump. And at the end, they opened it up to the crowd for questions. And they were like, come down and ask a question. I'm literally like,
you better believe
out of my
you ran.
Seat. And Carrie's like, no, sit down. And I'm like, when am I ever going to have a chance to talk to them again? And then the line was like so long. I was like, great, missed my opportunity. You bet I would have elbowed some people to get in line and ask a question. You bet.
So let me ask you this. If you had made it to the mic, what would your questions have been?
Thank you for
or
asking.
Did you plan it or were you just going to go in?
Of course I planned
it. Of course you
so
planned it.
So for any of our listeners who watch Vanderpump Rules, you do
I
not.
I do not.
So friggin' good.
I'll trust you.
This one girl who was on the show, we hate her. I mean, I don't know her, but I don't care for her on the show. Lala Kent came out with a song, and it's called, I think it's called like Boys, or it's the worst song I've ever heard. So I wanted to ask Andy what he thought about the song, and then also ask him what his favorite Bravo franchise song out of, you know, Housewives, out of Vanderpump, out of all the shows, what his favorite song would be. I'm sure he would probably say it would have been an Erika Jane song.
Shout out to Erika Jane. You're just saying like words that I don't
there's
I
know there's people that are listening right now who get me and feel
well,
me.
Well, I hope that they do because I'm lost.
But then, you know, sitting there, I just was thinking, how can I be the next Andy Cohen? First of all, I would have to be a gay man.
Right. So there's one big issue there.
I would have to, you know, have a career
in
radio / or, you know, in news.
Right, right.
Strike two.
Right.
And just be fabulous. And I'm not. I'm pretty basic. I'm a basic bitch.
I'm just going to say that. I think the man part you're overlooking as being the one of the challenge. You're just like lumping that in with the rest of the challenges. I think that's going to be significant.
To be a fabulous gay man.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you have it.
Guys, let me know. Anyway, he is the life.
I have a follow-up question about the first story.
Here
so when you got back to Carrie and Vicky, were they wasted?
No. They.
I thought that was going to be like a...
They had a couple margies.
Okay.
Margaritas. That's the correct pronunciation, right? Never took Spanish. Took French in high school. You're welcome.
Clearly, because you said, I hope that they Cinco it up.
Whatever. They were pretty. They waited for me to get a cocktail or two. But the weird thing was when I got there, we sat down and the waiter was like, oh, don't let me leave without giving you the glasses. And
excuse me?
Yeah. We were like, what? What do you mean the glasses? We don't want these dirty glasses. Like, we just, no, wash them. But I guess there was a deal. You buy a margarita and you get a free glass.
Oh,
but it was like a
cool.
new one. I know it was cool, but he didn't tell us that. And he was like, don't let me leave without you guys getting the glasses.
And Diva we Page. And I need your filthy glasses.
Well, they were pretty gnarly.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, let's move into music.
Please. This is all I want to talk
so,
about right now.
So, guys, this is exclusive.
Drum roll, please.
Exclusive stuff. Just got sent to us from L.A.
Oh, my God.
Miley Cyrus just came out with the new single, Malibu. I want to play a little bit. You know what, Miley?
This one's for you,
you are
girl.
Welcome for this free publicity.
I have so much to say about her.
Here we go,
I'm so
y'all.
Excited.
I'm just going to play a little snippet. Is that
snippet or tidbit?
Tidbit.
You combine them. Yeah.
Here we go, y'all.
Yeah.
She also looks smoking hot.
She does.
In a video. Never came to the beach, we stood by the ocean.
Yes, Miley.
I never sat by the shore under the sun with my feet in the sand, but you brought me.
The drums to come in.
We're bopping so hard right now.
Okay. So that's a tidbit. I love it.
I love it. This is how I feel. I have a big, like, emotional reaction to this because Miley, I've always been a fan of Miley.
Always. Ride
Not
or die.
Not Hannah Montana.
Ride
days.
Or die.
Like, I was,
what do you
because
mean?
I tried really hard to be like, I don't even like it. Anytime Party in the USA
Such
played at like a Sweet 16 or whatever, I purposely sat down just to be like annoying. But
You're
anyway.
So annoying.
So I love Miley and Bangers. I truly believe in my heart and soul is one of the best albums of all time.
That should have won every single Grammy of that year.
It is
every single
a banger.
Grammy.
That's all. I mean, it's fantastic. But anyway, so when all of that stuff happened and she went like a little
you
rogue.
You know what? She did go rogue.
I said she was going to get it together. She went from Disney. She was just like kind of going crazy. She never went to college where you get all that crap
sure
out of
didn't.
You. Like you just like get
so
drunk.
So she experienced
and do weird
her college years
right.
without
and, like,
being
you go to college
university.
Parties that are themed. Like we wear weird shit. She just didn't have that outlet.
How
so
many
she
themed parties do you think?
I'm just saying like she didn't
once
have.
Once a week oh there was a theme party.
Oh my God.
No, but
anyway. So she, I just said, she'll come back. Like, just wait. And then the Dead Pets thing came out. And I was like, oh, God.
Oh,
like, I was holding
was such
on.
A, such a bad time.
Holding on hope. And then I just, like, her hair started to grow a little bit.
She got back with Liam.
Not that there's anything wrong with, like, her being, like, a little weird. But
no,
she
no,
was,
no.
She
yeah,
was,
she
it was too much at
it
some
was,
point.
Yeah, it was
and
getting
I
a little bit
And I just held on. And now I read the Billboard interview.
Oh,
she's sober.
So good.
She's so happy. She's just
rocking.
But how rockin'.
Sober is she?
She said.
She done with the doobie?
She says she is. And they interviewed her father, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Who is now just going by Cyrus. Did you read that?
I hate that.
Dropped
hate
Billy Ray, just Cyrus. A re-recorded Achy Breaky. Is that what it is?
That is his only song.
That's
his only song.
I think
only
he's
thing
trying
he
to modernize it.
Oh,
trying
he's,
to get a little groove back in his step.
I don't root for him.
We'll see what happens.
But he said that she is just so hot, like so happy and healthy and just like doing her thing. And I just feel so vindicated. Like this happened. I'm hoping, my hope is the rest of this album, there's at least like a banger on there. Like I need
There
like,
will be a banger.
I need a banger.
Yeah, there'll be a banger. I think she needed to release this one to be like,
yeah,
listen.
I'm back.
I am, Miley is back and better than ever.
Mm.
No, I mean, just the fact that she had this complete turnaround means there really is a God in this world.
Truly.
Thank you for
she
this
was
wonderful
like,
present.
I just want to surround myself with like good people and my behavior like did say that. Like so intelligent, Miley.
No.
And
do you think, here's a question for you.
Tell me.
That the entire downfall of Miley Cyrus was completely calculated.
Well,
do you
I
think
she that,
knew what she was doing?
I think that Liam and her breakup is the best thing that ever happened to her because we got bangers out of it.
Oh, yes.
So I think that like, at one point it wasn't calculated. I mean, she released a song, Can't Be Tamed. She warned the world. Like this, I'm coming. This is happening.
You can't tame
you
this
can't
girl.
Can't tame this girl.
Can't tame her.
But then I think once she realized the reaction she was getting, I think she just freaking went with it. I think she's a genius. And I think she was
think
like, this is what's getting attention. Guess what? Sure. Like I'll twerk on stage, whatever. And now we are all paying attention to her. Yeah. And now we're even more happy with her new self because of that incident.
Miley, I'm so happy for you.
You go, Miley.
Oh, my God.
Don't start doing country, though, because I'll be really upset.
No. Come on over to the countryside.
Don't do it.
You know what? I'm here open. I'm open arms. No matter which direction you're going, I will catch you.
You wherever.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
But anyway, go Miley. You go, girl.
Miley. Go Miley.
And just release a banger. I just want to sing in the car. I can't really sing as much along to Malibu. Like, I can jam, but I can't really like Wrecking Ball. Great. You better believe I lost my voice that week. Drive. That was a good one,
Drive,
too.
No, what's?
Adore.
Adore me? Adore you? Oh, yeah.
My God. Our house lived on Miley for weeks and weeks.
Thank you for the best sophomore year of my life because of that album.
We love you.
Man, okay.
What's the other music thing we wanted to... No.
My album release? Just kidding. <Ba-dump>.
I thought we said we were going to talk... Oh, whatever. Met Gala. Maybe that's where we were going with that.
The Met Ball.
Oh, I have something else to tell you after this, but go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, remember.
Met Ball, Gala, whatever.
So, I don't know about y'all. I keep saying y'all. I'm trying to keep it stick. I like it. I don't know. I'm not from around those parts, but it's better than yous, right?
I don't know.
I don't mind these. Hey, y'all. So, boy, do I live for a red carpet.
Love it.
Sit me down. I will watch E! News or whatever. It's on E! Red carpet. Give me those interviews. Give me those dresses. Give me glam. Give it. Bring it. I'm here for it.
See, I am similar but opposite. I wait till the next day. I like highlights. Give me the highlights. I don't want to hear the dumb stuff. Give me like who said what crazy stuff, who said cool
stuff. I respect that. Yeah. But I give it to me all.
So who was your favorite gown? Dress, contraption, whatever.
Well, I just have a couple of photos here.
Oh, that I think, this is so convenient.
Yeah, I think.
Hold them up.
Okay, Rihanna.
Looked insane, but I feel as if she supposedly was the only one who wore the designer's
she wore the designer's clothes,
yeah,
right?
So she wins.
So I respect it. Rihanna always goes for it. And, you know, when you're like, oh my God, Rihanna's about to arrive, you know it's always going to be a showstopper.
Right.
So I do respect the fashion. Would I ever wear it? God, no.
Definitely not.
Who? How? Where could you wear that? Those petal things
you
just flying
Met,
all over.
Met Ball, that's
yes,
for
you
sure.
Can. So Rihanna, bravo.
This is so helpful.
Gigi Hadid. I'm not in love with her hair and her makeup.
I just don't care for
I'm
her.
Not in love.
This is weird.
Oh, I didn't see
those
fishnets.
Oh.
You're a beautiful, wonderful person. I don't even know if she's a wonderful person. She's beautiful. And I do like her and Zayn. It's Tommy Hilfiger. I love that it's Tommy, but I'm not impressed.
Next.
Could have been better.
Ugh,
Kim Kardashian. Next.
We don't need to talk about this.
Mary-Kate Ashley Olsen.
God.
What happened to you guys? What happened to
Their
you guys?
Their sister is super successful. She's an Avenger now.
Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah, she's
beautiful,
killing it.
Super cute. Dig her. I just, guys, you had the world in the palm of your hands when you just like your childhood, everything about it was perfect. What are these outfits? You guys look like hippies.
What was your favorite American Ashley movie? Because I know mine.
Island in the Sun.
Oh, really? Oh, God, no. Mine was Paris.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
And Australia. Those were it was Australia or New Zealand. Whatever. Paris was my favorite. And then there's a scene.
Was there one Island in the Sun?
Yeah, there were Holiday in the Sun.
Yeah, Holiday.
Holiday in the Sun.
Thank you.
Okay.
I liked that one. I don't know. That's when they were in Atlantis.
They were like teens
and they
then.
Both,
I don't know.
I liked when they were teens.
Maybe.
Whatever. So, guys, reel it in.
Yeah, I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe take off a couple of necklaces.
It's not going to happen.
Maybe just tone it down and smile. Smile. Just smile.
See, I feel like my face looks like that, so I just can't even.
I don't think you. Whatever. We're
not
done.
Team
Bye.
Smile.
Advertisement, go away. Katy Perry.
Oh, this is who I wanted to talk about. That this is the topic.
This is I'm terrified
over her.
Okay,
I am so over. She is acting like a toddler.
So Katy Perry definitely did take a little time out of the limelight. Respect it. Get your mind back.
She's
in
just
order.
Been doing a bunch of weird stuff.
But now she's like being way too much.
Every day on Perez, there is like some not even controversy, just like annoying thing she did. She posted a picture of her like on the front cover newspaper for the Met Gala, and right above it was like a picture of like a police officer, like a soldier, someone on fire, that was like also the top news, and she was just like on the front page. Like, she's ridiculous.
Okay, that
just,
makes
I
me
just,
really mad.
She and like this whole thing with Taylor Swift, like I don't care for like you are grown-ups.
Grown-ups.
You have all the money in the world.
Yeah.
You can afford endless McDonald's. There's no reason anyone should be such a bitch.
No, I'm getting over Katy Perry. I'm not gonna lie, I do like that one song.
And I love all of her music, but I just wanted to release music and then chill out.
Yeah, just please chill back. And this red.
And she made fun of Britney Spears. Do you hear that?
Okay, leave Britney out of it.
Leave her alone.
Let her live in her residency in Las Vegas, and just let her live.
She's better than all of us.
Yeah.
All
right. No, this outfit, this red number, is like. It reminds me of like Bloody Mary, like Red Rum. Yeah. Is that or
Red Rum?
No,
Red Rum is The Shining.
Murder. I don't know Red scary Rum. Movies. Stop it. Okay. But that's what I see when I see that, and I'm terrified.
All right, so get up. Paige is choking. She's so scared.
Okay. Kate Hudson. Yeah, you know how I feel about Kate Hudson. Love the look. I think everything works. Her body rocking.
Yeah,
everything about this white number. The hair is dramatic, and it's like it like matches the gown. Oh,
yeah,
a little one shoulder action. She's love right. this.
It's hard to judge the Met Ball too because they're supposed to wear they're like supposed specific. To be funky. Yeah, so like it's hard.
I think this is elegant.
Yeah, this is cool
and refined.
She's all right.
Okay, I love her. Karlie Kloss. I'm underwhelmed.
There's also 100 of these, so. You need to go to the best ones. Okay. Oh, this one was
Bella
weird.
Bella Hadid, her little pant leotard.
I don't know what it
is. I don't know.
I don't care for
Put some pants on. I guess those are pants, but wear something more.
I don't like it.
You put on a dress, girl. She's beautiful, though. Yeah. I don't want to talk about her.
No. Nope.
Kendall Jenner, I don't want to talk about her.
Skip that.
Ooh.
I don't care for J-Rod. This coupling.
J-Rod.
I just hear about this all the time. Like, she's another one. You're just a grown-up. Like, why am I still hearing, like, dumb stories about you in the news?
No, I love J-Lo. Have you ever, like, her most recent interview
on Ellen? Oh, you love
her
because she's in the book, too. Remember you got in Lee Remini's book.
Yes. It always comes back to Scientology, y'all.
It always is back there. I hope you all have watched it over the week. That was your homework also.
I had my one person reach out to me and said that they watched
it. No way!
Yeah. It's fine.
Okay.
But we're bringing awareness and it's all coming back.
Join us.
No, I love J-Lo. Watch her most recent interview, everyone, on Ellen. She's hilarious and just, I think she's a very kind person.
I don't know.
She doesn't age. She doesn't age.
Well, you can't trust anyone.
This is not going to last because A-Rod cannot, you know, stay settled down.
No.
But I respect it. I like it. They're giving us some great fashion moments. Mm. They're showing us, like when they were matching and all the tan suit, yeah. Whatever.
I don't care.
I don't like when.
Nope.
No, we're not talking about
it. I actually, I well, eventually I want to bring, that was Kylie. I want to bring up Kylie because this has to go with what
we'll talk about Kylie next.
I don't want to talk about them either.
Chrissy Teigen and John Legend? What do you
mean? Nope. Can't stand them. I just dropped a bomb on Paige.
I
do not care for them.
Why?
I do not
They're
think,
America's sweethearts.
Nope, they're not. They're not my freaking sweethearts.
No, I live for them.
I don't.
I live for them. I have Chrissy
America's
Teigen on
sweetheart
Snapchat.
Is Chris Pratt and Anna Faris. They're
okay.
America's
respect.
Sweethearts. These little twerps, I don't care for
twerps?
Them.
Twerps?
Twerps. I feel so strongly twerps? Against them. Twerps. You heard it here.
Oh, my God.
Paige's heart is
Chrissy
broken.
Chrissy Teigen, close your ears. Oh, now these may be America's second sweetheart.
They're like America's like spiciest couple.
Spicy. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. Bring it. Give it to me.
The people and the kids, they're go to school with their kids have no chance in this world.
No,
their
you're
kids,
done.
You're done. Sorry.
You're done.
It's like that girl who was in the Olympics, Katie Ledecky, like when she goes on a swim team, you're done.
You're done.
You're done. That's
no,
it.
Just
Game
everybody
over.
Don't
Sorry.
Even dive in the pool. Just let her swim her lap. You're done. Blake Lively always brings it. I mean, right. Guys have it easy. You just throw on like a friggin' tuxedo or suit, whatever they wear.
Complimentary
color to your whatever. Okay, we're done.
No, I'm just getting ahead.
Lupita.
Oh, everything
Nyong'o.
She wears, I love.
I like
I'm
Lupita.
I'm obsessed with her.
I want her to have another moment in another movie.
Same.
I feel like, because she was, what was that, 50 Years a Slave? Was that what she was in? Fantastic. Never saw
she's
it.
She's like supposed to be in Star Wars. She's making her rounds. She'll get
okay.
there.
I want her to have another moment because I think she's fantastic. Nope. Madonna, I'm sorry.
Nope.
Celine Dion.
I don't care about her. I don't care about her.
Halle Berry.
I don't care about her.
Serena Williams, you're pregnant. It's so exciting. Reese's Pieces. Right. Amy Schumer. I don't love that look.
No.
Zach Posen, though. Kerry Washington, dig it. You're with
She's
Michael Kors.
She's always a hit or miss.
Baller.
I love Zoe Kravitz. I love everything
cool girl.
She wears.
Cool chick.
So cool.
Paris Jackson. Dakota Johnson.
Whoa.
I don't get her.
No, I don't get her. I don't get her.
I don't get her.
What's your game?
What's your, like, what, who are you? I don't get you.
No.
I just, I'm done with you. I'm over you. Selena Gomez in The Weeknd.
I don't care for her. I just don't want to talk about them either. They get on my nerves.
You know what? Felicity Jones.
Looks,
I love you.
Looks good.
Although I feel like she always wears this color. I feel like she's very classic. Pastels.
Yeah.
She's always like a high collar, lots of buttons.
Lots of sheer.
Sleeves. Yeah. Switch it up. Maybe put on some black. Ooh. Katie Holmes.
Back to Scientology.
I know. Always comes back to Scientology, guys. Lovely. That's like an emerald green.
Yeah.
That's what emerald is. So that makes sense that it would be an emerald
Paige
green.
Paige learned her colors. All right, we need to do like three more because I really want to talk about something else.
Okay.
Because
Tom Brady and Giselle, go away.
Get out of here.
Emma Roberts, cute.
It's cute.
Halle Baldwin, Emmy Rossum. She's always got a good fashion moment. I think she's a good stylist.
Oh.
Sarah Paulson, love you.
Drop the ball. I didn't like that.
Lily Rose Depp. Mm.
Mindy!
Well, and on Mindy. Aww,
you
look great. She's got
gorgeous.
Some sequins number. It's like a navy.
Blue.
A midnight navy. And then there's some fringe. I love
that. And her hair slicked back.
She's
perfect.
Mindy, when do you want to hang out, gal?
We're free. Always.
Whenever you need us, we are free as birds. All right. I think we've had enough. I think our listeners have had enough of us critiquing, me pretending to be on Fashion Police. So
this is a topic I really wanted to talk
about
today.
Here's the topic.
And it's how much I hate Forever 21. How horrible it's gotten. I went in there the other day with my mom and I feel a couple ways. One, we went to Catholic school, so we were like uniform crew through and through.
Through and through.
So I can't imagine like a kid going to public school and having to wear like these types of fashion.
I love a uniform.
Love
a uniform. Love
me a good uniform.
If I could still wear a uniform today,
best believe it.
I would. I think every day should be a uniform.
And it's very confusing now that all these young people, youngins know how to contour and everything's freaking high-waisted and the crop tops. I don't know how old anyone is.
No.
I used to
They're probably 10 years old, look like they're 16.
I used to coach cheerleading the girls that I used to coach and I'm like, they are grown women. Like, I look like
a
child.
I don't get it. I don't like it.
And you know who I blame
be
for
a
this?
A kid.
There's one person at the source of all of this bullshit.
Kylie Jenner.
Kylie freaking Jenner.
I agree with you.
I blame her for
everything. I agree with you because she started. Okay, well, first of all, her role models were her sisters.
Right.
She was going down
the
rabbit hole. I don't even know if that's the correct term.
No, I think it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know stuff, guys. She was going down the rabbit hole when she was born.
Yep.
She had no chance.
I just read an interview that her mom would pull her from like play dates.
And I respect Kris Jenner. She's a hustler.
Dear Lord, I don't.
I respect the game.
But she used to pull her from play dates to get her nails done weekly. And I was like,
You
had no chance.
No chance.
But you walk into Forever 21, and this is what you say. You see an extra small everything. Everything is cropped. Everything is frayed.
Probably my
everything
ankle.
Everything is see-through. Everything is backless, frontless, sideless, everything.
Hey, moms out there who are listening, again, happy Mother's Day. Don't go in there.
Don't go there. Go to Justice across the way.
Go to Justice.
Your kid should have something like softball written across their butt.
Yeah.
And they should be outside in the dirt.
Maybe I was just going to say
a little purse with the letter.
Juicy velour.
Juicy couture. a purse with the letter of their first name on it.
Yeah.
The candy bracelets that used to get at Limited 2.
Candy bracelets.
That's what you need. I don't need this. I don't need your teenager walking around a crop top that says mermaid holding a Starbucks unicorn frappuccino.
I don't want to see their midriff.
Go away. Get a Yoo-Hoo. Like a normal kid.
Get a Yoo-Hoo.
Get a Capri Sun. Get out there. Get dirty.
Get some Kool-Aid.
It's ridiculous. And you go to the mall and I see this and I'm in Forever 21 and I'm like, what the hell is this shit? Everything is mermaids and unicorns.
Okay,
and
there's like the whole mermaid and unicorn thing. Like, give it a break.
And I saw this.
Tacos were so 2 years ago.
I saw this hilarious thing and it was like when you go in Forever 21 and it's, I'm sure everyone's seen it. It's a meme. It's like a yellow sweatshirt that someone's pulling out and they're like, oh, this is
so
nice.
Cute.
And then it says like,
tacos
are my friends on it. And that is going into Forever 21. That's what it's like.
I'm sick of it. Shut it down.
I'm so sick of it.
Shut it down.
I'm sick of everyone having big lips and these perfect eyebrows.
Yeah.
And you're like 14.
14.
You can't even go see like an
R-rated
movie. But yet you look like a grown ass woman.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
All the kiddos who are listening, be a kid. Go outside.
Be a freaking kid.
Put your phone down. Ride your bike around the block.
Everyone should have a phase where they have braces and they have to decide what color to make their braces.
I lived for that. When it was Halloween, orange and black. Christmas, green and red.
You better believe 4th of July, I had red, white, and blue braces.
You betcha.
You betcha.
Mainly, it was just pink. Sometimes they'll do pink and green. But yeah, a holiday, give it to me. I'm in.
And clear soul. You need to be using Clearasil. You need to have braces. You need to have that straightener that I had, like the wet to straight. So like it was just it's your hair soaking wet and you would straighten it and it'd be like, and you looked horrible. Everyone needs that phase. You don't learn lessons when you don't go through that phase.
Yeah. I hate it.
You don't
it.
Appreciate anything when you don't go
Technology
through it.
Technology is taking over the world.
It's all ending, guys.
Oh, God. We're done. We're done for.
I blame
What, Kylie Jenner?
And Instagram. I blame that. Like, Instagram and Snapchat.
Oh, you know what? I listened to a podcast the other day. definitely someone you don't know. Ashley I, who was on The Bachelor, and she was in love with Jared. Shout out to my girls who know reality TV. So she had this girl who was, like, currently in high school. She was, like, I think she was a senior, actually. Okay. But they were, like, asking her questions because they're all, like, in their high 20s, like, 28, right. whatever. And they were, like, what is high school like nowadays? And they were, like, I don't understand how you can have, like, all these social media platforms. Yeah. Whereas, like, for us, it was mainly, like, just Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, and MySpace. And AIM.
I didn't even have a MySpace. But AIM kind of went out the wayside.
But that was our growing up. Like, that was our growing up.
But I literally cannot imagine having Instagram in high school these days. Because girls are ruthless.
I look at my little cousins' Instagrams, like, who are in high school, and they have like 300 likes on every picture. I'm like, what? If I get 80, I'm like, we're going out to dinner. It's a good day.
We're going places.
I'm so popular.
Yeah, but I literally cannot imagine being in high school these days where and being in the society now where you literally have to look perfect and you need to be skinny
all the time. And you get likes. Everything's defined by your
everything's
likes.
Everything's defined by likes. And the one girl on the podcast, she was talking about, like, this one girl was like, oh, your Instagram page, like, the colors don't all match. Like, it needs to look nice. Like, everything. Like, why are you even looking at that? Yeah.
What?
She literally was like, this girl took my phone, deleted all of these pictures, like, me and my family or whatever. And she kept one selfie. And was like, here's this app. Every time you take a picture, put in this app and make sure you have this one filter on so everything looks uniform and clean.
Oh, my God.
Like, what is happening in the world?
And, like, they have access to their phones, like, in school. And, like, we didn't really have. I mean, I got an iPhone, I think, senior year of high school.
That's when
we graduated.
That's when I got an iPhone, yeah.
So I can't even imagine having that, like, during the school day. Like, I feel like you're expected to be on. Like, people actually pay attention to those. I guess on Snapchat, if you Snapchat someone enough, I sound like an old man. But, like,
you're an old man.
You get, like, best friends,
like, the little
snap.
Emoji
yeah.
stuff.
And I think people take that, like, seriously. Like, that's...
And, like, having, like, streaks.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And the filters. If I see another puppy face, I'm going to beat
someone. I'm over the puppy face.
Cut
Give
it
me
out.
The foot face. I love
the I screenshotted that.
I
love it. I love the voice changer ones.
Yeah, I never got into the voice changers.
Oh, I love them.
I love them.
They get me so good.
Yeah, keep it funny. Keep it light, guys.
Keep it funny and light.
No, stop being so serious, kids.
Read some books. Play some sports.
I mean, don't read
many
TV. Books. Watch a lot of TV.
Watch a lot of TV.
Please. And watch movies.
But don't watch, like, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And
No. Don't watch Kardashians, but watch Housewives.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Do watch Southern Charm.
House of Cards.
Do watch Vanderpump Rules.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Those
are the things that... We'll get you through. Yeah. We'll make you normal.
I sound like such a basic bitch when I talk about what I watch. But I do watch cool things like Westworld. Bring it.
Westworld. I love me some Westworld.
Ready for that to come back.
Woo-woo.
I watch other shows too. I can't think of them off the top of my head.
Mindy. Obviously.
Obviously.
30 Rock. Watch some Parks and Rec and some The Office.
If you want to become a well-rounded person.
Yep.
Watch The Office.
And Parks and Rec.
Through and through.
You will be so normal.
Or watch Friends. The entire
I've never seen more than one episode of Friends.
I just want to, like, literally
the one episode I watched, I didn't like anybody
and throw it against my head. Right,
everyone
now.
Sucked.
You didn't like anyone.
Joey was funny, I think.
All right, okay.
Maybe I watched the wrong episode.
Yeah, okay, there's 10 seasons. I think people liked it.
I feel like everyone's just, like, whiny.
They're not whiny.
And annoying.
They're fantastic.
I'm losing so many.
Done with
fans.
You. How are we doing on time?
We're good. We got about 10 more minutes if you want to, if you have anything else you want to share.
Yeah, there was something. Okay, so I found this on Facebook the other day.
Tell me.
So you know how radio stations do like the bizarre files or like they talk about like weird stuff? Yes, I'm ripping you guys off. But I thought this was a really this is like the craziest thing I ever read.
Tell me.
So it was from 2015, but I don't care because I just saw it on Facebook. I don't know who my friends are, but they're 2 years behind.
Tell me.
Okay, I'm just going to read it. And then I want to show you the photos of the married couple. A married couple in Florida. Everything crazy happens in Florida. Tito and Amanda Watts were arrested a few days ago, 2 years ago, for selling golden tickets to heaven to hundreds of people. They sold the tickets on the street for $100 per ticket, told buyers the tickets were made from solid gold and that each ticket reserved the buyer a spot in heaven. Simply present the ticket at the pearly gates and you're in.
This is real.
Tito Watts said in his police statement, I don't care what the police say. These tickets are solid gold. It was Jesus who gave them to me behind the KFC and said to sell them so I could get me some money to go to outer space. I met an alien named Stevie who said if I got the cash together, he'd take me and my wife on his flying saucer to his planet that is made entirely of drugs. You should arrest Jesus because he's the one who gave me the golden tickets and said to sell them. I'm wearing a wire and set Jesus up. Amanda Watts said in her police statement, we just wanted to leave Earth, go to space, and do drugs. I didn't do nothing. Tito sold the golden tickets to heaven. I just watched.
This voice, I can't. This accent.
Police said they confiscated.
Police said.
Over $10,000 in cash, drug paraphernalia, and a baby alligator.
Shoot.
So that.
But my. It all comes back to this. If you bought the freaking ticket, you're an idiot, too. Like, you deserve everything that you get.
So, oh, God. Here are the two.
Stop.
Oh, God.
I'm scared.
Terrifying. Terrifying. They're terrifying looking. Like, they're, if you ever saw them on the streets.
The accent makes sense now. Everything you did. That's exactly.
You're welcome for that wonderful acting. No, they're terrifying. But
Google it.
I thought it was so funny.
Oh,
I thought it was hilarious.
God.
So moral of the story, don't buy a golden ticket off of somebody or talk to someone named Jesus behind KFC.
Yeah. or do. Yeah. KFC's a great place.
Yeah, KFC is great.
Wait, that's everything in Florida. I feel like any story you hear, like crime related or whatever, it ends in, and they found a baby alligator. There's always a baby alligator involved. Like someone always has an illegal baby alligator.
Always.
That's amazing though.
But if you were able to have a baby alligator,
yes,
would you have one?
Yeah,
okay,
of course.
Cool.
I mean, depending if I knew how big it was gonna grow.
If you They're weren't vicious. Allergic to dogs,
yeah,
how many dogs would you want to have?
Three. No,
love that.
Three. Yeah, because then like if one was mad at the other, then he would have a friend. Like they would always just like I feel like three is a good number.
I like three. I think I'll have two.
Yeah, what kind?
Small dogs.
Like what kind?
I don't know. I maybe a toy fox terrier, Cooper.
Okay.
Love you.
I'd have a golden retriever. I'd have
No, I want small dogs because I want them to both sit on my lap at the same time and never leave my side.
What would you name them right now if you had two puppies? Go.
I would name one.
Tito. And Amanda. And Amanda.
Tito and Amanda. No, I think, I don't know. I need to look at the dog to be able to
answer
that.
You're so right, though. That's true. You really need to see the
dog. I can't
do
that. Do you watch not TLC, it's HGTV at all?
Yeah, all the time. My mom has it running.
Or maybe it's a TLC show, but it's Nate Berkus. Are you familiar with Nate Berkus?
I am familiar, but I do not.
And his husband,
yes.
Jeremiah, have a show now where they like, where people started a construction job and like just couldn't afford finishing
yes.
it. So their home is not finished. So they have a show now, but their daughter, her name is Poppy. And I
Poppy.
Love it.
That's the name of the Anna Kendrick's troll in the movie Trolls.
I'm literally, I think that's like adorable.
All right. So we all know what Paige's child
I'm
and
probably,
her dog will be
I'm
named.
Probably not going to name Poppy Paige, 1, Poppy 2.
Paige and Poppy.
Isn't that cute though?
It's cute.
It's cute.
I'm agreeing with you.
You know how like, this is such a girl thing, but you'll, like you hear names. I don't know if you do this, but I have a note in my phone of names that I like.
For like a child?
Correct.
I mean, I've heard names. I'm like, oh, that would be cute, but I don't have like a running.
The only thing is that it's like literally all girls' names.
Can I say it?
No.
Why?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't updated in a really long time.
I just want to see the highlights.
Sure. There's boys'
Wait,
names.
Wait, I was going to say, are there boys' names?
Yeah, there's boys' names in there too.
Give us a couple.
I I like the name Macy.
Macy, I like it.
Darcy.
Okay.
These are actually, I actually hate all of these names, but I do like the name Macy. I haven't updated in a really long time.
I think it depends on the I guess their faces.
It does. It
depends. Real hard.
Yeah. It does depend on the last name. So Meg.
Ah, ha, ha.
So this is a happening. New topic or a new segment, I should say, that we're going to start.
It's a new trick to get people to come back.
Riddles with Meg.
So I grew up with riddles. My dad is a walking riddle. He used to do it to my friends at like birthday parties. And I'm like, they're seven. They don't know. Like,
they don't know.
And so I'm really, I'm good at riddles, but we thought, like, how else can we, like, trick people into listening? Not that, like, you could just Google this,
but don't.
We're
not tricking you because we know
Google
you love listening.
We know it. So I am going to read a riddle, and then we will give you the answer
next week. You'll have to come back for the riddle.
This is for Paige, too, because Paige, I feel like, is going to be really, like, hardcore about figuring this out. So we'll see if she figures it out by next week. So the riddle is this. Lower the lights.
Dim the lights.
The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I? I'll repeat that one more time. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
I feel like I've heard this before.
You probably have. I started simple. I started basic.
The more you take,
the more you leave behind.
The more you leave behind.
What am I? The answer will be revealed next week.
God, this is going to bother me.
I know. She's getting real frustrated. I knew she would. So it's kind of like a fun game, and it's also a way to continue to frustrate Paige.
Is the answer right there?
No.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
I didn't. Don't look just at it. Take it away. Okay. Well, everybody, if you think of the answer, feel free to Facebook us. If you're friends with us
text
on Facebook.
Text us. Do whatever.
Text us. Comment on our Instagram. Comment on our Twitter. Meg, tell them where they can find you.
No, because every time I try to tell you,
I'm not going to cut you off.
My Instagram, I actually don't know what my Instagram is. My Twitter is. I never realized how like stupid it is until I say it out loud. It is at Lord Voldemort. And that is a play, of course, 100% on Lord Voldemort.
Play on words.
I'm not really on Twitter as much as I am Insta and Facebook.
Insta, yeah.
I'm a big Facebooker still.
Yeah. I know. I live for Facebook. Tasty videos. Ugh.
Oh, live for that. We're going to talk about that next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next week.
Because we feel strong about that. My Instagram is just Megwolt. Megwolt.
Find her.
I'm real simple. Simple gal.
And mine is just Paige Shuck. I changed
that's simple
it.
Too.
Yeah, I changed it recently. It used to be PageyWidgey12, but I changed it.
Nice. Real adult.
So Paige Shuck, and then Twitter, Paige _ Shuck.
Maybe I should change mine so it's not, I'm not a 23-year-old.
You gotta keep it consistent, man.
Lord Voldemort.
So they can find you. But again, guys, thank you for listening to another episode of Two Girls Walk Into a Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. If you do have a minute, rate it 5 stars on iTunes or leave a comment or literally, you know, just reach out and let us know if you like what you're hearing or if you have any questions for us because we are super interesting.
Oh, yeah. No, we really
super
are
interesting.
We truly are.
We are. Boy, are we the most interesting gals on the block.
We're so freaking interesting.
But again, thank you for listening. We'll catch you next time, whenever that is.
Next week. That will be next
We'll catch
week.
You next week. So dream big and reach for the stars.
She'll just keep going. This will keep going for 20 minutes. Have a fabulous
keep being
week.
You, y'all. Gotta stop saying y'all.
You love it.
All right, bye.